rui taukau mai nei, ki hai, i maraka rakai, ki hai, e mahiti hiti, tūpoko nui tu rūrū te reka, he pō, he pō, he ao, he ao, a ka awa te. A ka nui tu kōtaku nākau e tu ana ki mihi atu kia, ki a koutou, ngai tahu whānui, koutou ngā mana whenua, o te rohe nei, o Murihiku, ki te tai toka, a ko tēnā mihi atu kia koutou e paua mā, taua mā, koutou ngā karangatanga maha. No tēnā, no tēnā. A ka nui ngā mihi mai tātou, o te ropu nei, tātou te kaiwhakarongo, mō koutou nei. A take, ngā kaupapa, e tuko ana kia tātou i tēnei ahihai. Nō reira, a ka nui te kō, taku nākau, e mihi atu, a e kiti ana koutou, a me o koutou nei a kōrero kia tātou i tēnei wā e pāna tō wāhanga o tēnei a mahere o te rohe o Murihiku ki te tonga. A, ka tike ka huri kia rātou ngā tini ai tū o te wā tuihi me te tau nei a, he mate kua hinga atu i tērā ahihahi o te takaranga rua ki au o Anti Koara Bragg o te whānau Bragg me karatai, kua hinga atu i te wahi o Wakatū, me hari ana ko tona, ona, tona tūpāpako ki o tākau hinaia nei. Me ngā mate, kua hinga atu, kua hinga mai, koutou, rātou, me ngā mate, haere, ngoi mai, oki oki mai. Me huri anō ki te kaupapa te rā nei, e hari ana o tātou nei mahi, o te rōpū nei, ka tū mō te chiamana o te rōpū nei, me ngā mēma o tēnei rōpū, ka nui anō ki a koutou mō tō kaha, ki haere mai, i kawai mai, o koutou nei kōrero ki a tātou, i te ahi ahi nei. Mō reira tēnā koutou, koutou kato huri nō o tēnei whare, ngā mihi mai i te maunga o Pokekura, ki o koutou nei Māuka, Awa, Whenua, me ngā wahi pai. Nō reira, a tēnā koutou, kia ora koutou, rauraka tērā mā, mihi mai, mihi atu, kā atu. Now we're going to do a waiata. E hara i te mea, no nāianei te aroha, no nā tūpū nā i tūku iho, i tūku iho. E hara i te mea, no nā e nei te aroha, no nā tūpū nā i tūku iho, i tūku iho. Āpiti hono tātou, hono tōnu mati ki tōnu mati tātou, tōnu ori ki a tātou, kia ora tātou. Well, just briefly on behalf of the chairman, Rob, and the panel here, great pleasure to stand and welcome Maitahu. We've been waiting for a while for you coming to talk to your evidence today, and just pleased to see you here and look forward to spending the rest of the afternoon listening to you, perhaps throwing a few questions, but ngā mihi kia koutou katoa. Kia ora tātou.
Nā ka haia te ata, ka hapara te ata, ka kura ki te manu, ka wairore te kutu, ko te ata nui, ka horaina, ka take te umere, he pō, ka utia, a tihai mau i ora. I tū whakaiti tēnei, i runga te tono nei o te iwi whānau whānui, hui mai nei tātou. Te whakaoke ia nā mihi kua mihi, reira tēnei te mihi hoki ki a koe, e te mātua i tukuna atu te mihi geo, i a tau ai mātou, i te ahi ahi nei nō reira tēnā rā koe. Ka huri aku whakaro nei ki e rā e wehingi atu nei ki te pō. E tika ana me mihi atu ni ki a rātou mā, nō reira ai, ki te whānau a Bragg me a karatai. E tangi ana tonu i tēnei wā e te ngaro nei o tō rātou nei tāunga. E te whāia, haere atu, haere atu, moe ai, moe atu rā. A hoki oku whakaro anō, ki a motu pōhu e, ki te whānau a lesk, a te me kua hinga atu, te whaia, ai lāna, reina, lesk tērā, no reira, e moe, e moe, e moe, e moe. No reira, a tātai whetu, a ki te rangi, mau tonu, mau tonu, mau tonu. Tātai tangata ki te whenua, laromo, laromo, laromo. No reira, ngā mate katoa huri no te motu, haere atu, haere atu, e moe, e moe. A kā te rā, apiti hono tātai, hono rātai ki a rātai, apiti hono tātai o nōhau, tātai ki a tātai. I tuku mihi tēnei ki a koutou, i rauranga tira māhe noho nei, i te tepu i mua i a mātou, i te mihi atu ki a koutou. Karanga mai ki a mātou, te iwi hau kāinga, o muri hiku e tū mai nei. He te mai whakarongo ki ngā kōrero, i puta mai ana, me ki, ko te mana o te wai, a te mea he hui mai nei tātou i tēnei rā. A nō reira, i runga anō te tonu a mātou i tēnei taha, a nui te mihi atu, a ki a koutou. A ki a koe hoki e te mukupuna o Oliver Cromwell e noho nei rā, ki a koe e pai piti ki te anō e wai nui a tātou i whakarongo he tuku atu ngā kōrero a ki a mātou. Nō reira, tēnei te mihi atu ki a koutou katoa e te minita, e noho nei, pai te mihi atu ki a koe. A nō reira, koutou rauranga tira mahi noho nei, tēnei te tino mihi atu ki a koutou. I ngā kōtuku reringa, e noho nei i tēnei taha, a rā, ki a koe a Vijay, ki a koe e hoki e Taini, me koe hoki e Don, pai te mihi atu ki a koutou. I hare mai, mauri e mai o koutou, mana i mai unui a mātou, hei whakarongo ki ngā kōrero, he pāne ki ngā taonga o te waiti, te waitā, no reira te manga o te wai, te rā momo mea te mea nui o tēnei rā. No reira, pare e tōro tapu mihi i tēnei wā, ko te mea nui o whakahoki a ngā mihi kua mihia, no reira, tā tira, no reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, a tēnā koutou katoa. Kā kāhuia, kā ki te ākera, ngā tōr mai rāngi, e neke anā mai, ki runga au, aura ki e, tau iho ki runga,
members of the hearing panel, Mr. Chairman, and council staff. Onto the somewhat more mundane and somewhat more inadequate, I feel, aspects of the presentation. Certainly, there's an amazing start to the afternoon. How we propose to run the order of things this afternoon, we've already given an indication about the playing of the video, and we're very grateful that you all received that in full. It provides a very meaningful foundation for what the information and evidence that will follow. I'll then be available to answer any questions on legal submissions, if there are any, but really what I had intended to do was allow the witnesses and the key information from the witnesses to take centre stage. The order will be Mr. Dean Funga, first of all, then Ms. Elsa Kane, then Dr. Jane Kitson, Dr. Gail Tipper, Mr. Ryan Hepburn, and Ms. Trina Davidson.
That's absolutely fine, and just to confirm that we have received and read all of the pre-circulated material, including the legal submission, so thank you very much for taking the time to do that. That's made our task a lot easier and enabled us to think about what questions we might need to ask him. If we don't ask many questions, don't be alarmed. That just means that what you presented to us is clearly put. But generally, we only ask questions about things that we wish to clarify. So I say to submitters, if there are few questions, take that as a compliment, not an insult. So I just wanted to say that at the start.
Thank you, sir. Without any further ado, I should introduce my colleague, Hardy Bailey, who has really been down the engine room for a lot of this stuff, so I do pay credit to her for her assistance. I think we're going to start with the video. Thank you.
Because the water wasn't he had a reaction to swimming, and that was unheard of in our day. We could swim, you know, Central Otago, we could swim in the streams down here, you could drink it, but I'm not confident that can occur now. Probably the best example of what it shouldn't be like was I was flying in from Stewart Island last year, and we came in and we had to circle around up Burrity, and to come in and just see black, you know, it's like it had flipped. You can just about smell it from the air. As soon as you look at something, you can tell if it doesn't look good, it's not good. And and unfortunately that's what our waterways are like now. They don't look good, they don't smell good. You can't swim in them. And to say that wadeable is the best we can be, that's just ridiculous. We should be able to drink it. Our aspirations should be drinkable water, not wadeable.
Just sit and watch the water and observe what's in there. Like, you can get a pretty good idea of whether it's healthy or not.
Kaitiaki to me, or the kaitiaki tanga role that, you know, people do have, it's absolute responsibility. And it's a big draw on people. And I know some people would like to just turn their back on it and leave it. But I don't think we can live in this world and not acknowledge the kaitiaki or the kaitiaki role that we do need to play. And it's something that, you know, my parento instilled in us, and it'll be with me forever.
That was something that you're always taught. If you use a resource, you've got to learn how to use that resource, well, if possible, to enhance it.
It's really difficult to explain mahinakai to people, because I think most people are looking at the word and not knowing it for its full meaning. So it tends to be, if we talk about mahinakai, that people think we're just meaning food, you know. And for us, it was the places that we went, the places that, you know, had an abundance of resources, or maybe it just had one particular resource that meant so much to us. But you can't just isolate a little part and say, oh, that's good for growing whatever, you know. It's on the way to there that's just as important.
Mahinakai, I guess, is part of who I am. I guess it came from my mum and dad, from the gathering. It's just who we are. We didn't just talk about it, we were out there doing it. So, and they passed on those tāonga to us, and now we're able to share it with a lot of other whānau, and through some of the mahi that we do as a whānau, we've taken rangatahi up to the coast and able to share some of those skills of gathering and what it means to be able to do that. So I guess it's a life force for me, and hopefully we have passed that on to a lot of other whānau, so that it, you know, stays around for a lot more generations, for those future generations to enjoy.
When we talk about mahinakai, we've got a really rampant government at the moment and encroaching right into a lot of our areas of mahinakai, so it's an ongoing battle for iwi to keep on top of the game when it comes to our resources of mahinakai, and of course that's just ongoing, so yeah, it means a lot to not just to me, but also to the Hokkaido whānau as well. I mean, even for wāhi tapu, for instance, how do they how do you bless or remove things you use water? This is a great cleanser in terms of cultural, spiritual. So there's a whole thing there with water, right?
I guess in time it's about health, it's about our haora, our whole being, and if we haven't got those things, then it slowly eats away. And that, I guess that's one of my big fears, that my moko and her children down the path when I'm no longer here may not have those options to go and gather kai moana or go and acknowledge the wahi tonga and the wahi tapu sites. And yeah,
I just love that expression, cute kitai. Yeah, you know, our people couldn't have found a better way to explain the whole series of things that matter to life. Ki uta ki tai. You know, we would say literally from the mountains to the sea. And we're lucky. We're lucky in Ruhuku because everyone can actually see the mountains from wherever they might live. And we're only minutes away from the ocean. But for people to isolate it and think, oh, look at the mountains, aren't they beautiful? They're just so pristine and lovely. And they don't think about looking after the rest of the place between the mountains and the sea. So there's no use having pristine, beautiful mountains when we've made a mess of the whenua that the rivers and the waters have to run over to actually come down to the sea. So, you know, it is interconnected. It's important that we look after those places so that they'll survive and our water will survive.
We were all taught that you needed a fresh water source for those shellfish to be healthy. So whenever we went to a wet beach to get Toriroa, we were always close to those freshwater streams that come down. And of course the toi were all healthy then and numbers were abundant and all those sort of things. So that connection between fresh water, the ocean to the south, Kyoto to Kitai, and the mountains to the sea, it's all interconnected. And we were brought up that way, that if the fresh water supply is abundant and plenty and it was fresh and it was clean and it was healthy, then the seafood was going to be healthy, and the follow-on to that is we'd be healthy because we're eating good, clean food.
Oh, I just wish that the powers that are in control of all these things would be honest about things and do something. You know, because it's just, I've seen all of this stuff for so long and nothing's happened. You know, and so I'd like to sort of see some improvement of everything instead of it. It just seems to take so long and long and long, and everything always seems to be about monitoring, you know. Well, hey, when you've got nothing hardly left to monitor, you need to be doing something else than monitoring, you know. And that's what a lot of our places down here are like. They're actually not doing anything serious about it, you know, the toxins in some of our estuaries around here are quite bad, very bad actually. Yeah. So that's what I'd like to see, a big improvement in cleaning up in all of those areas, but go and get it done instead of sitting around talking about it. Yeah.
James, what if one river is just normal, then the reserves that jump all the rubbish in the river? Because that's the false pollution and stuff. And which way we're getting today when we're having to clean it up. Well, if we can, you know. As long as our values are understood and the other bodies, you know, working with us to do it, which should be our main objective or the plan.
as humans, we don't tend to understand something unless we can see it. If we were to base our values around land and water and see them not as separate entities either, as one, then perhaps things would get better. I just hope it's not too late for us to make things better. I've seen a lot of changes and things are speeding up with the changes now, and it's happening at quite an alarming rate.
But we need to be heavily involved together in all of those things and I think we could make a difference, especially if we could speed things up, you know, because, you know, we're just sort of going snail pace about fixing some of these things. We already know enough to know that we should be doing more.
There have been positive results, you know, eventually, because they don't mind being told what to do, most of them would be known mostly in those days. But yeah, there have been gradual results.
We have a lot of dairying again in Mutuhuku, and especially in West and South. And for those people who've come into dairying or increased in dairying, and one of the first things they're doing is chopping down trees, windbreaks, and pulling out the harikiri, the flags. And what does it give them? Maybe enough new grass for one or two more cows, but it's negative side of it is it's once more taking away something that helps to protect water and waterways. Plus, if they get a bad winter, you see the happy cows out there in the paddocks are the ones chewing on the haddock. Yeah. It's all water. And our little wetlands and our bogs, you know, they need to be treasured instead of cleared or made into pasture.
My aspirations for water is that my gather koi and swim and play in the water without having a fear of it being polluted. It takes away our mana, I guess, as Māori, if we haven't got that. If our water's not healthy, we're not healthy.
Drinkable water. That's our God-given right. That's the way it's always been, and that should be where the measuring stick starts, basically. I think we need to be fair, or others need to be fair and acknowledge the role that they're playing in the degradation of our water and the supply of our water. We need to stop taking and start giving back to the environment. It's about the future, and it's keeping those connections of the past, taking us to now, and if we maintain those things, then we'll be well in the future. But at the present rate that we're going, I can't actually see that will happen.
The people sailed up and down from the islands down to New Zealand for generations before they eventually came out here. And what was the reason they came out here? Well, two reasons. Their island became overcrowded and polluted because they were doing the wrong thing. They were putting too high underwater. So when they come out here, I guess that carried on, and they were so aware, and you know, we were told if the Pākehā keeps on putting that tūtai into water, someday that river will get sick. And if they don't learn then the sea will get sick. And when that happens, we're all going to get sick.
We really need to treasure our water. I think it's deteriorated because of dairying and but not only dairy, a whole variety of different organisations and different businesses now are putting pressure on our water. I think at the time of the claim, the water was in a better condition than it is now. But if we look back and think about what it was like before it became under the Crown ownership, or seemingly under no one's ownership, it was a pristine environment. Pre-European, there wasn't any pollution simply because everything we used was part of nature, but we've moved on since then. So we have to look at new ways of combating pollution and of learning new ways to break down the material that we put into our dumps and into our rivers and along our coastline. When I've attended any of the meetings relating to water, our voice is sometimes lost. I don't think that councils fully understand. I think, and like, I would think that's part of all organisations. They're looking to make money to build a future, and I'm not sure that they understand that sometimes it's just what happens at home is what is important, and the decision they make is very important, and it's not always the income of that decision. And if there is that great income, let's use it in a way that maintains a good environment. But I think we should be really strong in ourselves and in those who are involved at a high level. We need to give those people support, and we need to speak very strongly, right from the minister down. I'm not sure that we should be saying, well, we have to have it healthy at knee high, or we have to have it up to your waist. I think we have to have it to where we can drink it. That's the ultimate.